Thanks again. We're Arlen. We're from Lowell, Massachusetts. The song was called Morning Light. It's going to be on our next album, as is the majority of what we just played for you. We expect to have that done by spring. So feel free to tune in to us. You can check us out on Facebook. We're on Bandcamp. That's under Arlen Band. Again, Lowell, Massachusetts. Search us on Google. Just put in Arlen Band Lowell. I'm sure you'll find us. And thank you very much for having us on. We got two more for you tonight. The first one is another fast-paced song you're going to enjoy. It's called Gloria. And it goes a little like this. This is our last song. Thank you very much for listening. We're happy to be here at Tufts University. Thank you very much for putting us on the show. Our final song will be actually the first song we ever wrote together as a band. Got us our first gig before we had any other songs. We had to write a set for that first gig way back in the day with 33 leaves. whose sticker we actually saw out in the studio earlier, which was a nice little blast from the past. Thank you again for having us. We are Arlen from Lowell, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening in. You can find us on Facebook, Arlen Band, Bandcamp as Arlen Band. Look us up. Check us out. Have a great night.
And thank you to Arlen for that set. I think we'll talk to them in a little while, but in the meantime, here's some drunken logic.
I'm gonna finish off this drink, then I'll get off my ass, go speak to her. Man, I hope she hasn't caught my glances down her shirt. No, this isn't much like me. I've never been the type to take a chance.
you shake it. I hope you're shaking it out there. Woo! A little girl in a country town. She said, "What do you know? Well, that Slim Hopo." She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. No, she just shake her hair. Woo! Do a hip shake, baby. Do a hip shake, baby.
Shake your hips, baby. 91.5 WMFO. That was a slow fade out. That was Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers with Hip Shake from December 2nd, 2 months ago. So, yes, we sometimes play live performances here. And speaking of live performances, Arlen's here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, it is so. Thank you guys so much for staying the week. I know we had to wake you up to perform. So,
well, you know, we didn't have anything else going on today. So.
You mean all week? I mean, because you're in the other room, like in sleep. I saw the sleeping bags.
Well, I mean, we were sleeping, so I mean, I consider that an agenda.
Ah.
So, we were free this evening.
So that's why you hung around.
Yeah. Last week was filled with the couch, so much too busy until
couch time.
Okay, I don't know what to follow up with that. No, so Arlen is here again, because they were here last week to chat it up with Joe Ellen was here,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's been going on in the weeks since your last appearance?
Since last week? Oh, so much.
So much.
Paul
shaved.
I shaved my beard.
Oh, wow.
I grew my first beard, and I shaved it this week. I think about 2 days ago.
Well, there's going to be photographic evidence on the Tom and Mikey D Facebook page. So that's always good.
In about 3 months, I aged about 30 years, so I just had to shave it. Yeah, it got to be a bit much. We also wrote a new song this week.
Yeah.
So we didn't finish it, but we got a good bit of it out. I mean, we got a pretty good structure going, and we're pretty sure we'll end up with that one on the album.
As a band who got a gig when you wrote one original song, I mean, come on. Yep.
You heard that.
Yeah.
We were listening. What's that?
We were listening in here.
Oh, man, that was like the coolest thing. We literally had one practice or maybe like a jam session and then a practice. We jammed once.
I didn't even have a full drum kit when we wrote that.
No. He I think he had like a snare, a crash, and about, a sock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
sock.
Sticks.
But I played that so
we put
well.
Some change in a sock and he just went at it. No, we wrote that one song, and I was in this band that played out in the Boston area, small gigs around town.
What was that band?
Venetian Grind. It's like ages ago. I think I was like 22. Showing my age. And this one band that I played with way back when, a member of that band reached out to me just after that first practice where we wrote one song. We were like, all right, guys, we're a band now. We didn't even name, we had that one song. And we were like, all right, we're doing this from now on. And so I got this message from Facebook saying, hey, man, I'm setting up this big show in Lowell. I want some locals there. I remember your band. Can you guys do it? And I was like, that band broke up like 5 years ago, bro. But I'm doing this new thing. We might be able to pull together a 20-minute set for you. And he was like, well, send me something. I was like, I have a lo-fi recording on my iPhone that I can send you.
Nice.
Which is all the rage these days, that low-tech, lo-fi DIY stuff, especially in the Lowell area. So that was right up the right alley. So I sent it to him. He loved it, said, yeah, let's do it. And he slated us first. We just grinded up until, I think we had maybe a month.
we
had like a month. We put together, I think, a 5-song set and just did it. We've been playing out ever since. Just like won't stop, and it's a lot of fun.
So, you mentioned before that you're from Lowell. Now I live not too far from Lowell. I live in Methuen, and I've been in and around the Lowell scene for a little while.
Sure.
How do you see yourselves in that scene as opposed to Boston?
It's. Do you want to take this, Andy?
I think I saw you guys about a year ago at the last Safe and Deposit. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, we played there a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the first places. When we started playing there, that's when a lot of great opportunities happened for us, and we started being able to play out a lot more.
Yeah, so Detention, the original.
Yeah, Detention. Yep.
Yeah, he really took us under his wing and got us some of our first big Boston gigs. Got us into TT the Bears just by connecting us, And and that was a huge thing for me. Growing up, I always wanted to play it. In 1 year, I had never played a big show in the Boston area of my life, and we played TT the Bears. Then we played we played the Middle East. These venues that I used to see, I saw Jonathan Richman on the same stage I got to play on.
Nice.
That was huge for me.
That is.
I just the feeling I got just stepping where he stepped and playing music to people in the same location as him. It was just astounding for me.
Nice. You totally did not answer my question.
No, I just let him. I let him go.
I'm just gonna keep talking.
The Lowell scene. The Lowell scene has bands a lot louder than you.
Yeah,
and a
very
lot
metal,
softer
punk,
than you.
We had to
metal and punk, and it's folk, and we're
we kind of fit somewhere. We fit somewhere in the middle.
Did you find it difficult at least in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, we started finding other bands from other places, not really the Lowell area. But we fairly plugged in with a lot of the others, the venues there, so we were able to at least set up shows and meet other people that were like minded. And even that first show that we played that I mentioned, we met this band 33 Leaves, and they were great. And it's that once we realized there were bands like that out there that, could really share a similar you know, musical sound. Even if it's not the same band and it's not exactly the same stuff, you know, it really fit in well in a set together, you know, playing together as a band. And, you know, we've met so many bands over the course of time that, you know, we're learning more and more that if you look in the right places, you're going to find the bands that are going to, you know, fit in. You know, we don't, I mean, there are great bands coming out of Lowell too.
The only things
we've played with them, and they're a great fit with us. You know, they just actually put out a great album. I mean, they're an amazing band, and we love sharing the stage with them.
Yeah, I think one of the it's definitely hard at first because we had a sound that we didn't quite know yet. It took us about a good chunk of the year to figure out what we were doing and why we wanted to do it and how we wanted to do it. And when I was trying to book shows together, wasn't a lot to work with, so we kind of had to force ourselves into the Lowell scene deeper and start finding surrounding towns to be like, all right, and now we know this plethora of amazing bands that I had no idea existed because we had to scrounge through Facebook.
We played some shows that didn't fit.
Definitely. We played a metal fest.
We played a metal fest on my birthday one year. It was my birthday. We played a metal fest it was weird. That was fun. Yeah. You know, then we went and partied.
Did you just, like, not care and just let's get the hell out of here.
Got it over with, and you know we had people say, "Hey, awesome!" You know, like people enjoyed it. You
and
know,
other people just, were like, "Slayer!"
Yeah,
really.
We were in the wrong
people saw you and said, "Play Slayer."
That happened. Somebody said, "Slayer,"
and then I played a Slayer cover for them.
What? Like acoustic Raining Blood?
Yeah, you know, real soft. You know, I broke out the tambourine. We got Brent on the acoustic. it was really pretty.
There you go.
Misting Blood is
pretty. I don't think it was what he was looking
pretty
for.
Pretty Slayer. Okay, yeah. So, what is what's coming up for you guys?
So we have a show March 10th at Uncharted Gallery in Lowell, which is a really cool place.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, now that the Safe is no longer doing live music.
Yeah.
It is now.
They're not doing live music at all.
No, just, they cut it down. They're done. They're
a couple
just
weeks
the
ago,
bar
not, or maybe
point.
A month ago. Yeah, they cut about a month ago.
I knew Detention wasn't part of it since last fall.
It started getting a little slippery after that.
And yeah, like, really.
I think it was, no, because it was right after my honeymoon, so I got back in just this fall.
Yeah, it was just this fall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
It was,
that's a bummer.
Yeah, but
that's a nice little room.
It was awesome.
We had a lot of fun there.
But Uncharted Gallery is now one of the coolest spots, honestly.
It seriously is. We love to play there. I mean, I played the first Uncharted our gallery back when they first opened their first location. Then they moved. You know, and I played there a bunch of times with other bands, and then, you know, we got to play their opening for the third location, which has a bar and a kitchen, bomb food, great drinks.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and like it's like they
food
just keep
drinks,
evolving.
That makes
next
a game,
they're gonna have a dragon.
You're waiting for the dragon now.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, so you say you guys are making a new EP?
Yeah, we're doing I would call it an album. We're
a full record. Okay,
a full record this time. We're in the process of finishing it. We'll have it done probably by the beginning of spring. And we expect to have it done by then. We'll put together a big show.
You do realize that's in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just need to record some vocals, a couple more
almost done.
Really, we're almost there.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent.
We had a lot of sessions this winter, and thankfully the weather hasn't been brutal. And we were able to get out there every time and, you know, just
where are you going?
Paradox Lost Studios over in Ayer. Good guy. His name's Norm LaFaria. He's excellent. He really knows our sound. He's been recording us since the beginning, and, you know, he recorded our first demo. Mm-hmm. Then he recorded our EP that we played for you last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he recorded that single Mistakes that we played for you last week. And, you know, now he's doing our album for us. The guy's, he's been with us since the beginning, and he's really...
he treats us right.
Yeah, he's great.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys break down, I mean, because you've been here all week. And
I know. I got to go home, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
my work's been looking for me.
Yeah. I'm sure your loved ones are all missing you really bad.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, And staying in the station all week, it's just...
gets hot.
Well, it's been a blast, though.
Hot.
Yeah.
We like it here.
I mean, you're around all that vinyl, it's just... osmosis. I mean, hey, if I could stay here, I would. I mean,
right?
Not for a whole week.
Well, we take up all the rooms, so yeah. I mean, now that we're going home.
Yeah, now that you're going home, I can finally, you know, take my place on that damn couch. All right, thank you guys so much. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, find us on, we're pretty much on every internet outlet, / Arlen Band. Yeah, follow us on Instagram, we have a Twitter, we have a Facebook, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, YouTube, anything / Arlen you Band, you'll find us.
What's on the YouTube channel?
I'm curious. A lot of live videos. Not any of the cool stuff that you probably want to see. Like us hanging out in the studio doing cool. No, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, not yet.
No.
Couple Joy Division covers, yeah.
We did a few Joy Division cover shows. You can definitely find some of those there too.
Actually, wait a minute. I think the gig I saw you at the last Safe and Deposit, it was just before you were doing a Joy Division cover gig.
And we probably did.
And
a
you
cover
threw in a couple of two, yeah. couple of songs.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Test the waters. Make sure we knew them.
Yeah. Make sure we're doing it right. Yeah.
Right. All right. So Arlen Band, just any kind of social media / Arlen
Band.
If you need to get
in touch with us for a gig,
yes,
you can find us at arlenbooking, arlenbooking@gmail.com.
Exactly.
That's there Arlen, A-R-L-E-N, booking@gmail.com.
Wait, how did you come up with Arlen?
Well,
nobody knows.
I'm sorry if Joellen asked you this last week.
No, we actually didn't get that question, I think. Did she?
No.
No. We had to come up with a name for that show in a month that we also needed to come up with a set for. And I think it was like a week before the gig and they were making posters. They're like, hey, what's your band called? And Andy's just like, Arlen. And we said, all right, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds good.
Well,
we actually really liked it. It wasn't just like a shrug. He was just like, how about Arlen?
What's cool on paper?
That sounds pretty good.
I'll poke that ass.
Yeah, we played that gig in...
I think it was Al Polk that actually cemented that name in stone.
Al Polk.
Absolutely.
Because he said he liked it, that's a good name to remember. So
mm-hmm.
It sounded like sage advice, so we took it.
Yeah, well, that was just a placeholder
at the
time.
It's funny, because that story that you just mentioned is similar to how we know a band called Goo Goo Dolls.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Go on.
No, the story is... We had a gig. We needed a name. We had 5 minutes, and they needed a name to put to put outside on the marquee.
5 minutes?
We
procrastinated.
Yeah. So yeah, similar to that, but no your kidding. Story's a lot better, and the name's a hell of a lot better.
I sure like it.
Yeah.
It suits us, I think.
Well, that's good. It does. It does very much. All right. Thank you guys so much. I'll let you guys break down Studio D. And now that you've caught your breath and, you know, cooled down a little bit.
Just a little bit.
It's going to be all good. All right. So we look forward to hearing your record come spring if you finish it in the spring.
We have high hopes.
High hopes. Yes. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Go to facebook.com/Arlen Band. And pretty much all the other social media is pretty much stemming from there. They're on Bandcamp and the whole shebang. All right. I'm going to start this block off with a live performance from this past July. This is 30 Silver. Song's called Holy Dust. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
John Fannin.
And I'm Hirsch Gardner of New England. And you're on The Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Many years ago, I was hanging out on a rainy night, and I started playing my guitar. Stayed up all night writing the song. You're driving home in a downpour. Can't wait for you to walk through the door. Rain is beating on my brain as the look on my face stays the same. Don't ever want to lose ya. Don't ever want to lose ya. Don't ever want to lose ya. Speedy siren, my heart gets so still, just like dying. Do anything to get you home safe. Where could you be? It's getting so late. Don't ever want to lose ya. Don't ever want to lose ya. Don't ever want to lose ya. Don't ever want to lose ya.
Very nice. 91.5 WMFO. That is John Fannin and Hirsch Gardner of New England. They did that song here. When was it? This past June. Amazing. Anyway, I love it when we have, you know, almost legendary Boston acts performing here in 91.5 WMFO. It's just a, I always love it. Anyway, it is time to end, and you know what? I'm going to end the night with a classic track, and thank you again to Arlen for coming in, and headphones are falling off of my head. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed all the music. We'll be back next week with more live acts, and Pam will be here. I believe Jason Lane will be here too, and it's going to be amazing, just like it always is right here at On the Town with Mikey D. All right, here is Hunger Strikes from Rick Berlin, of Berlin Airlift, rather. Enjoy.
empty parking lot. The lights are dim.